Game Select the Father and Son Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to
Game Select the Father and Son Podcast.
Thanks, Brody. And this week, we're back with another fantastic episode. And this week, we are talking about
Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door.
Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Origami Door King.
No, it's you've mixed Origami King in.
Yeah, I know, because they're quite similar games, aren't they?
No.
Do you not think so?
No, I don't think, actually. It's been quite a while since the Origami King now, hasn't it?
It has. It's been 3 or 4 years, I think. 2, 3 years, maybe?
Yeah.
I loved Origami King, finished that, loved that game. And I love this game, too. The graphics are very similar. It's based on the same engine, isn't it? It's the same engine that Origami Kings was made on.
But actually, you only like finished it like 2023, didn't you?
That's it. But we got through it. It was fine. Good game. So the engine's the same. The design's the same. I mean, paper, isn't it? Origami's paper. This is Paper Mario. So what that is, based off the old GameCube game, isn't it?
Yeah. But when was the original one released? Not this one, but the original one released. Because I know this one was released this year.
So it's a GameCube release. So I don't want to do any guessing, so let me just have a look for you. So the GameCube release of Paper Mario was released all the way back. And to you, it would be a long time ago, but it was 2004. And to me, that seems like yesterday. But to you, that's a long, long time ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of things happened in 2004. Shall I have a look at what was the most popular song in 2004?
Okay, not really quite off topic, but okay.
So it was a gentleman called Usher. You wouldn't know who Usher is, but he had a song called Yeah. Is there anything else you want to look up the most popular thing of 2004? Movie, maybe?
No, game.
Most popular game
that
in 2004.
That is not as off topic.
That's true, yeah. Keep on topic. Naughty me, eh? So it was Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Okay.
So you've not really played a lot of the Grand Theft Auto games.
Played them at all, actually.
What about the most popular Nintendo game of 2004? That's an interesting one, isn't it? Considering they were in the midst of their GameCube fever? Doesn't tell me. They obviously didn't have many popular games. Top 50 games of 2004. I've got something here from an article mentioning the top 10. Let's see if any Nintendo games are in that top 10. What do you think? Any Nintendo games in that top 10? Metroid Prime Echoes. That was a Nintendo game.
That's probably one you know, isn't it?
Yes. So that's one of the most popular games. So we understand what type of time frame this was. Paper Mario wasn't one of the most popular games according to this. But I think in the years since, it's gained a bit of a cult following. And I think people were really excited, Brody, for this to be remade. And what a top job they've done. What do you think of the graphics?
It's really good. But I've got a question. What did they add in this remake? I know they added a lot, but what did they add?
Well, from what I've read up about it, not really added anything extra.
What?
I think there's some unlockables in the galleries and stuff that are obviously extra and things like that that you're unlocking. They've added the ability to choose the old music or the new music. That's in here. But yeah, it's more about the visual upgrade. You're looking at, they've basically redone all the art, haven't they? To make it look good.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much a remake. Very similar to the old one, apparently.
One of my questions are, when was the first Paper Mario game released and what was it called?
So, I believe the first Paper Mario game, I'm guessing that would have been the N64, but let me double check. So, it started with Super Mario RPG. That was on the Super Nintendo. That's not a Paper Mario game, though, is it? But I think it kind of has its hooks in it. So, yeah, the first one, Paper Mario. Yes, it was on the Nintendo 64, which is on Nintendo Switch Online, isn't it?
So what was it called?
Paper Mario.
Just Paper Mario?
Yeah. So you can play that on Switch Online. That is on one. That is there. I believe we've actually started it. Probably not finished it, but yeah.
What was the least popular Mario game?
Of all time? Not just Paper Mario, you mean?
Yeah. Of all time?
It's probably something like Mario's Time Machine. I tried to explain that to you. That I played that on a PC when I was younger. And you basically travel through time solving historical education based puzzles. I can't imagine that sold particularly well, but I could be wrong. So let's have a look. So I type in least popular Mario game. I mean, this is just people's opinions though, isn't it? But let's have a look what they've got. Mario and Sonic at the London Olympic Games.
That's not the best game.
Mario Party 7. Mario Sports Mix on the Wii.
I don't think... Maybe people haven't heard of this Mario Time Machine game.
Mario Party 8. Well, maybe we'll cover it in a future episode. And then you will experience it for yourself. And realise, oh, super educational. And you know what? Maybe it was fun? I'm not sure. We will visit that, I think. Who's your favourite character?
So far it's Koops. I think he has quite good abilities with the shell, doesn't he?
He does.
He basically the playstyle of the Koopa.
He has. I'm going to surprise you here, and I'm going to agree with you. Koops is also my favourite character.
And I know your least favourite character.
Who's my least favourite?
Madame Flurry.
Yeah, she's a bit... Her attacks aren't great either.
Even though she has 15 HP, problem is... It's really easy to get off target with the body slam thing.
Yeah. Oh, no. Ow. 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 You crushed me there. On the floor.
Yeah, right. She misses a lot.
Yes. Right. So, as I said, I love Origami King. And I really love this as well. But the battle systems are very different, aren't they? Origami King's a bit like a puzzle. You have to move it all around. This is straight up, put your buttocks on their head, knock them out.
Actually, there is the crowd, actually. Crowd things.
Yes.
It's basically... It has the ordnance thing as Origami King, actually. Because Origami King, if you remember, had the ordnance thing. But if you remember, also, Thousand Year Door was made first, technically. So, actually, Origami King probably was actually... It took from the old Thousand Year Door
I think it did, yes. I think they built on that. Apparently, there was a really... We've not covered it, but there was a really bad Paper Mario game that exists.
What?
So, it was called Super Paper Mario, and it plays nothing like this one. It is a bit more of a platformer, from what I hear. But another one that was good, and you might not remember it...
Colour Splash?
Yes!
I do remember it.
It's
one of my favourite Paper Mario games.
Yeah, we played it a long, long time ago, didn't we? You were quite young, and I was quite young back then. I was good-looking, suave, full of spirit... Not defeated by the world. But yes, and we played that. It was great, wasn't it? Played it on the Wii U. As I say, we have a Wii U, so yeah. I love that game.
We still have that game, actually.
We do still have that game. We can play it again.
We never completed it.
I'm sure we did. Think we did.
No, we didn't. We really didn't.
We must have done.
No, we didn't. I remember. We got far in it, but we didn't never completed it.
Well, maybe we need to go back and play it all again then after we finish this round of Thousand Year Door. Thousand Years Door. It's a long game, isn't it? It's got a lot of chapters.
Yes, and it is fun. Don't get me wrong. But it gets harder and harder until you want to scream.
Yeah, listen up, Nintendo. What I want to say to you is, could you introduce more saves?
Plus, it gets harder and harder. And there's time limits. And the annoying thing is, in one of the bits, I'm not going to tell you when, there's a time limit, but then the character starts talking, but the timer's still on. Yeah. Why didn't you stop the timer? The talking takes too long.
I got caught out of that bit, didn't I?
Yeah.
Because I was struggling to find my way out of this particular area.
And when you found the way out, the talking bit stopped you from reacting.
Just stopped, and then I was like, oh no, I'm dead. Got to start that whole bit again. That's fine though. Yeah, this is what I wanted to say. The puzzles are tough. And we actually had to bring up an old guide, didn't we? Because Nintendo obviously don't sell it anymore. And if you want to buy an old guide, it costs about £100 million. But somebody had kindly, as they do on the internet, scanned it all in, hadn't they?
Yes.
But you weren't happy with it, were you?
No, it's not just that guide. Every guide we've read never tells you how to get back to the thing and gain the 101 punies.
Yes, and I agree, because... I struggle with that. I wasn't looking at the guide when I was doing that, but I did have what you said in my head, going, oh, Brody did mention that this they didn't tell you to do that. So yeah, even that part is a bit confusing. Would have been nice for a guide to mention that. What about Luigi in this game? He plays as a bit of a joke, isn't he?
Yes, and I like Luigi, so I'm kind of mad about it. He talks about Princess Eclair from the Waffle Kingdom.
Well, he's on his own...
Rumpelbum Volcano.
He's on his own journey, isn't he? If I remember right. He's doing his own thing. Which, fine, it's very funny. And they cast him as a bit boring, so Mario falls asleep all the time when he talks. So very nasty against Luigi. Don't worry, Luigi will get his comeuppance.
Yes, Luigi Mansion 2 Remake is coming out soon.
Very soon. I think it's actually out this month, isn't it?
I think so.
So, I mean, we'll have to see how the spirits pass our games through the world and see if we wake up to it one day. But we'll see, won't we?
And if we're doing it, maybe we should do Luigi's Mansion 2 and Luigi's Mansion 3.
I mean, maybe not together because they're quite big games. But true. Definitely, when it's out, we definitely need to cover Luigi's Mansion 2. Yes, we've played Luigi's Mansion 3 and finished that. And that was super fun.
And as we say again, we basically stayed up just playing it for an entire day, didn't we?
We did. What do you think, going back to this game, Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Doors, what do you think of the sound?
I never really played it with sound.
You don't play it with sound? Okay. You're one of those people that turn the sound down on the Switch, aren't you? Yeah, I'm one of those people that turns the sound up and annoys everybody around me. So that's fine. No problem. I mean, you can put your headphones on and listen. I like the sound. I think it's well done. I haven't turned on any of the old sounds. I think there's a token or something you get to do that. I haven't done that. Maybe I'll...
badge, do you mean?
Yeah, token.
Why would it be a badge?
Token badge.
Then you have to... Did it take up slots?
No, because there's some that don't, aren't there?
Yeah, like the frog sound effect.
The frog sound effect. Ribbit.
Which isn't very helpful.
Ribbit. It's funny, though. Isn't it? Can you imagine if you had those sound effects in real life? You could just replace the sounds that you did as you walked round. So when you walked round, you made, like, dog noises. Woof, woof, woof.
Or if you punched someone, it was a fart.
Yeah, it's a fart. Well, then people would be punching each other a lot, wouldn't they?
And then if you farted, it was a punch.
You farted, and it just was a whistle.
Or rats made the sound of cats, and cats made the sound of rats.
I've got a question, then.
What
sound do rats make?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I've never heard a rat speak. Apart from in Turtles. Splinter speaks, doesn't he? And he's a rat. So maybe that. Do all rats speak like Splinter? I don't know. Young ones. Anyway, I think we kind of covered it. We liked the game. We're still playing it. We're not there at the end of it yet, are we? Is there anything else on your magical list of notes that you want to bring up? Sorry, I've just farted.
So, what is the most popular Paper Mario game?
All right, so yeah, you've asked about the least popular Mario games and things like that. You want to know the most popular Paper Mario game?
Yeah.
Or Mario game?
Paper Mario.
Let me take a look. Yep, so it is Paper Mario The Thousand Year Door on the GameCube.
Not the remake.
Well, the remake's only just come out.
True.
I would anticipate that it will replace that. Brody's ran off, everyone.
Yeah,
so
it's basically the same thing with better graphics, so yeah, it'll probably replace that.
Okay. Brody, we're going to sign off now. What are you going to talk about next week? We're going to talk about Flimbo's Quest next week. Whether Brody likes it or not, I'm going to get him playing that game to see how much he loves it or doesn't love it. He might not like it. But tough, you're playing that game this weekend, whether you want to or not. Goodbye, everyone.
No!
Have a great
one. No!
No! Play the game, Brody!
No!
Play the game!
No! 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 I'm going to stop him. I'm going to think of a different game.
Bye, everyone.
Game! I want to make it final podcast.